Good morning, this is Georgie and Miko with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. An Aboriginal corporation in Minjeri Bar, North Stradbroke Island, are calling for more transparent and meaningful consultation after the state government announced interest in purchasing vacant land. The 7,700 square metre freehold block was flagged for sale for tourism development and is located next to the Quandamooka Yula Burabi Aboriginal Corporation's Arts and Cultural Centre. QIAC Chair Cameron Costello states that decisions about land usage on the island must be undertaken with open, transparent engagement and consultation with the community. The sale process is currently led by the LJ Hooker Property Centre on behalf of the Queensland Government.
A further 167,000 hectares of Bujumbura Lawn Hill National Park has been handed back to the Waini people. The handback is the second phase of a staged approach to return the entirety of Bujumbura National Park to the Waini people. The Queensland Government and Waini RNTBC entered an Indigenous Land Use Agreement in 2023. And the agreement formally acknowledges the rights of the Waini people.
In national news, more than 57,000 hectares of threatened species habitat was approved for destruction by the Australian government in 2025. The report shows that the land clearing that will occur with the threatened species habitat was about 10 times the size of Sydney Harbour. The northern quoll was the species worst affected by the land clearing, with 7,643 hectares marked for destruction. 98% of this land clearing occurred in Western Australia, Queensland and New South Wales.
Popular weight loss drug Wegovy is set to fall into the federal government's pharmaceutical benefits scheme. The subsidisation is a welcome change for those 500,000 Australians who are currently using weight loss drugs. However, the move does also impact taxpayers, who will have to pay a portion of the gap. As negotiations remain ongoing with the drug maker Novo Nordisk, Health Minister Mark Butler stated that this is not just a health issue for us, but it's also an equality issue.
In international news, the validity of studies looking at the prevalence of microplastics in the human body have been called into question after a team of scientists published a letter warning that there could be a false positive at play in the results, urging for better quality checks in the future. One of the researchers stated that it can be easy to mistake fat tissue for polyethylene, which could explain the correlation of ratios at which microplastics seem to be discovered between organs with differing amounts of fat.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a 5% chance of rain. It's currently 29 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 14, which is in the extreme band. And that is all your news today for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.